This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Ashland is in the process of suing the designers of the pier along Lakeshore Drive East after it was forced to close due to ice damage. According to court documents, the city is suing C&S Design and Engineering for breach of contract and negligence due to the allegedly substandard pier. City officials say they noticed deficiencies just a year after the new pier was built and hired an outside firm to inspect it. The 2018 pier replacement was an over $500,000 project that received funding from various grants and programs. Parents in Duluth trying to figure out how to make time to vote will have a new childcare option available to them for free. The Downtown Duluth YMCA has announced it will allow any residents to drop off their kids for a couple of hours so they can get to the polls and cast their ballots. The free daycare will be available for kids up to 9 years old from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day. The organization will have live music and games to keep kids entertained. YMCA officials will also help voters find their polling place and answer any other questions they have. Duluth area drivers should be aware of a lane closure on the Blatnik Bridge this week. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the closures will happen simultaneously overnight this week to cause minimal disruptions. They will last from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Tuesday night through Thursday morning. During the closures, Department of Transportation crews will restrict the I-35 southbound lanes to one lane from Mesaba Avenue to 27th Avenue West. The closures are for sign installation as part of the Twin Ports Interchange project. Northwest Wisconsin will see some internet infrastructure upgrades thanks to funding from the United States Department of Agriculture. On Friday, the USDA announced a new $8 million grant to improve broadband connection in rural parts of the Midwest region. Among the areas that will be receiving funding are Burnett and Washburn counties. Expanding internet access across Wisconsin has been a major focus both for Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and federal agencies. The grant funding is among many programs looking to improve that access. A wanted Minnesota fugitive was arrested in northwest Wisconsin over the weekend. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, an arrest warrant had been issued for 32-year-old Jack Guy of Hennepin County, accusing him of second-degree murder. On Saturday afternoon, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Response Team and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office conducted an arrest operation at an apartment in Balsam Lake. Guy was taken into custody without incident and was taken to the Polk County Jail to await extradition. Wisconsin officials say nearly 55,000 pounds of unused or expired medications were collected around the state for Drug Takeback Weekend. The event took place over the last weekend of October, giving residents a chance to get rid of their unused or unwanted medications to reduce the risk of opioid addiction. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, this fall's takeback total was slightly lower than last spring's and about 5,000 pounds lower than last fall's. Officials are waiting for national numbers to see where Wisconsin ranked. Gwen Walls, wife of vice presidential nominee and Minnesota Governor Tim Walls, visited western Wisconsin over the weekend to energize campaign volunteers in the final stretch. Walls visited Eau Claire, Hudson, and Wausau over the weekend, telling door knockers and phone bankers to keep up their great work with the finish line in sight. She also criticized her husband's Republican opponents, claiming former President Donald Trump is fighting for himself, not the people. Gwen Walls has made a number of visits throughout Wisconsin during the campaign. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited Rice Lake over the weekend to make a final call for supporters to get to the polls. Kennedy spoke at the University of Wisconsin's Barron County campus, telling his supporters to cast their votes for former President Donald Trump. Kennedy had initially entered the race as an independent candidate, but dropped out and endorsed former President Trump earlier this year. He also sued to have his name removed from the Wisconsin ballot, but was unsuccessful as he did not withdraw before the deadline to have his name removed. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota, in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove Awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool. A little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rapper Young Thug was sentenced to 40 years in prison for gun and drug charges. Despite this news, the incredibly successful rapper, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, will be released from prison and given credit for time served. The judge set all kinds of contingencies and strict parameters in regard to the sentence. With a name like Young Thug, he is asking to be a suspect in any crime. Maybe legally change your name to something a little less crime-friendly. Young Weeblo Scout or Young Member of Up With People. I'm spitballing here. This year's World Series went yard in the ratings, which is not a huge surprise considering the teams represented the two biggest markets in America. Yahoo Entertainment reports that more people watched the Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the New York Yankees in five games than any previous World Series dating back to 2017. This was the first year they put pitchers on a clock to speed up the game, but despite that, the season did not end any sooner. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creators say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for four seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the fifth actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November, both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with some off and on patchy fog here throughout the day. Today, our high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.